Welcome back to Halftime here at Davidson, visiting with Maceo Jack, 6'5", sophomore guard from Buffalo, New York, for George Washington University. Maceo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, man. Thanks so much for taking the time to hang with us, talk a little bit about you and basketball. And you've had a nice little surge here in the A-10. Got your points per game average up to 13 and 6 rebounds a game. Is this out of necessity, or do you think like you're kind of coming into your own a little bit here as the conference season goes along, and it's your sophomore season too?
I think it's a mix of both. I think with AT going down, we needed help with rebounding, help with scoring, because he did it all on the court. So I think it was my duty to step up and help the team any way I can. And also, I think it's a mix of me also coming into my own, being more comfortable on the court, being more comfortable in the things I know I could do. And I think it's a mix of both of those things coming into its own.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that what it feels like? You're now in your second year. Do you feel like more of a veteran now? And you take me back to what it was like your freshman year as you kind of learned the ropes of being a college student and being a basketball player at the same time.
Yeah, I definitely do feel I'm more seasoned now. I've been through 1 year of college basketball, so I definitely understand what it takes in order to be successful at this level and what you need to do on a day-to-day basis. And I know going through my freshman year, I didn't fully understand it. So now I see it. The fruit's paying off a little bit more. I understand what you really need to do. So,
well, there were some games that didn't go maybe the way your team wanted it to go, but you guys seem to have a lot of fight in the way you guys play basketball and a lot of camaraderie. You guys play unselfish. And what does that come from? Do you guys have a bond together as teammates, working out all the time in the offseason, getting ready for the season? Does it come from the coaches? Does it come from your friendships? You guys seem like a close team. Where does that come from?
It's because of how much we all care for each other. Specifically, our sophomore class, we've been through it all, coming in together as freshmen, not really knowing what to expect. And coming in, we always work out together. We're always hanging out together. We live in the same building.
Okay.
So I think it just stems from us, and then the rest of the team follows suit, because I just believe they see just how much we care for each other, how much we love playing for each other. And I think it just follows through with everyone on the team. So
we're talking to Maceo Jack from Buffalo, New York. He's a sophomore for GW basketball, and you mentioned going to school at GW. I mean, I think it'd be tough enough just to be a student in Division I, just to be a student at a Division I college. What's it like being a student athlete at the same time, trying to budget your time and your practices and things like that? Have you had to work on your scheduling and things like that as far as how you plan your days?
Yeah, I definitely have to focus on time management a lot more than I have in the past. It's definitely something I struggle with coming in my freshman year. I definitely had to figure out when I needed to study, when I needed to spend some extra time on my homework, when I needed to get in the gym and get my extra work in. So it's definitely a balance you need to figure out in order to make things a little bit less hectic for you. So,
well, you kind of have a little bit of advantage that other basketball players may not have, is having a mom who's actually a collegiate coach as well at the University of Buffalo. You had a dad who played volleyball as well. When you were growing up, did they sign you up for every single sport that possibly was out there, or what was it like? Did you play a lot of sports when you were a kid?
Surprisingly, no. They wanted me to choose my own path. They didn't force feed me sports or anything. They just told me that if I wanted to play sports, I would play sports. And by fifth grade was when I started getting into basketball, and then I signed up for baseball and football. But around freshman year of high school is when I decided I wanted to do basketball and focus on that. So
now you're 6'5" now. Did you have a growth spurt? Were you always a tall kid, or did you have a growth spurt as high school came towards you, or when did you realize that you had basketball skill?
I started to finally grow once I got to my sophomore year was when I started growing. I came into high school at 6'1", and then I think my sophomore year I got to 6'4", and then junior year I was 6'5", and I've been like that ever since. But I really started to think I could have been good my freshman year. One of my AAU coaches, Glenn Taplin, told me to try out for the varsity team, not the JV team.
Wow.
And once I did that and I realized that I could succeed at that level, I wanted to focus on basketball and see how far I could take this thing. So
now, having your mom as a basketball coach, is she critiquing your game all the time? Is she easy on you? What's it like having a mom who knows so much, as much about basketball as you do?
It was a mix of both. She's there to comfort me when I need it, but most of the time I just want to hear her coach's side, understand where I need to get better, what things I need to improve on. So she's always there to be on both sides and give me what I need when I need it. So it's great to have her and also my dad to really help me get through these hard times as a college athlete. So
very, very cool. Where does the name Maceo come from?
A basketball player, Maceo Bastion from Michigan. They saw his name, thought it was really cool, and the only difference is my name is Maceo instead of CIO because they believed I'd be a CEO of a company one day. So,
very good pronunciation there. Yes. Do you have a favorite NBA team and a favorite NBA player that you kind of model your game after?
It used to be the Oklahoma City Thunder, but now I love the Warriors. I know I might be a little bandwagoning or whatever, but the way they play the game is just it's amazing to watch. And as far as my favorite player is definitely LeBron James, because I just love the things he does off the court and the community and everything like that, the way he upholds himself, but also on the court. He's just amazing to watch.
So when Kevin Durant left the Thunder, is that when you left the Thunder too?
Yep, exactly.
So tell me about your day as a student. Give me maybe a favorite class or a favorite professor, some things that you like about going to school at GW.
Well, one of my favorite things is just I'm a political science major, so the opportunities I have in the classes I could take are amazing. I took an international politics class last year that was very interesting, and the discussions you have in classes like that and the political climate that I go to school in is very interesting to have. So that was one of my favorite experiences last year as a freshman. So
especially in a city like D.C.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You get a different types of backgrounds, types of stories. I went to class with someone who's married, and her husband is in the military. Okay. So it's stuff like that that's really interesting and keeps your perspectives open. So
very, very cool. Yeah. Well, doing work in baseball, there's a lot of superstitions in the game with guys not touching white lines and things like that, or doing the same routine before games. Do you have superstitions or routines that you like to do before games start?
Yes, I do have some routines. I don't try to go crazy with it, but I always like to get a morning workout in before games. I do ball handling. I get some shots up. Me and Justin Mazzulla are always working out days before games. And then I just make sure I do the same warm-up routine before every game, whether it's doing jump rope or doing my extra ball handling or whatever, but I make sure I just get the same workout routine in every day.
When you're shooting pregame and you're hitting every shot, does that translate to games? And when you're doing pregame and maybe not as your shot's going in, do you shoot better in games? Or how does that work when you get a feel for how your perimeter shooting's doing before a game starts?
Well, I try to not let that lock me into whether I'm going to play well or not. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. If I'm not, I don't let it try to affect how I'm going to play. I try to go into the game with the same mindset throughout every single game. So.
Well, Maceo, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck in this season with GW, and we'll check on you down the road.
Thank you. Thank you very much.